Despite massive cuts elsewhere in the budget, WEAC, the powerful teachers union, largely got what it wanted. While the qualified economic offer will be in place for one more year, it will expire in July of 2010. In the meantime, local unions will be able to take advantage of new teacher-friendly arbitration rules.
Even if a district would go to arbitration, in that arbitration, the arbiter couldn't put the extra weight on the fact that there's revenue caps and tightened revenue caps and economic conditions.
Dale Knapp of Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says there's also a clause requiring both sides to agree to go to arbitration.
If I was, the way this reads, if I was negotiating on the teacher's side, I would simply hold off till 2010 when the QEO goes away.
Knapp says while the education funding portion of the budget may make teachers happy, the numbers just don't seem to add up for local districts.
Revenue limits and QEO don't line up, you know, that year after year. Your revenue limit is going up, depending on your district, 2% to 3% or something. The QEO allows compensation to go up about 4%. And so there's been a squeeze over time of non-compensation, and this is just going to really exacerbate that.
The budget proposal still must pass the full legislature and be signed into law by Governor Jim Doyle. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.